Almost as quickly as her heart rate soared at the resumption of battle, any enthusiasm she contained for the fight ahead drained away. All three clan mechs proceeded onto the path headed directly south. They were staying together, something Jesse's assessment of the Falcons did not predict. With so much focus in the clan going toward individual achievement, Jesse had been certain they would split up, and now she needed to change her own plans on the fly to ensure what remained of her company would walk out of the canyon alive. "Bravo, Three," Jesse said quietly over the comm. "Here, lead," came McKinney's voice from the cockpit of his spider. "Follow and maintain visual contact if possible. Do not engage. If spotted and engaged, proceed to rendezvous waypoint Delta for cover."
"Roger, lead. What's the new plan?"
Jesse sighed and flexed her leg again. "Stand by and wait for orders." Star Captain Lana Malthus slammed her fist on the control panel and heard something crack. She inspected her hand to find it was not broken despite the throbbing pain radiating through it and up her arm. She looked down to the control panel and she saw she had caused a slight crack in the lower right corner of one of her secondary view screens. Swearing under her breath, she turned her attention back toward the scenery outside her Stormcrow's cockpit. "The Freebirth Suats have decided to play cat and mouse," she said to neither of her remaining starmates in particular. "Off, Star Captain," agreed Mech Warrior Gran. "But we shall show them that Falcons do not play such games." Lana appreciated the enthusiasm from the newest and youngest warrior in her unit. Gran had thus far proven he was indeed worthy of the rank of Mech Warrior. His codex would reflect an exemplary performance for this trial, his Kitfox having already downed 3 mercenary battle mechs.
"They expected us to split up at the fork,"
Mech Warrior Jacqueline added.
"I know," Lana responded.
In truth, her first instinct was to send Gran and Jacqueline one way while she ventured down the other path. Her gut told her that that was the right decision, but her head intervened at the last moment and gave her pause. These dishonorable mercenaries obviously had no concept of Zellbrigen, if the earlier fighting that had cost Lana more than half her binary was to be any indication. The Highlanders had used team-up tactics the clans found common among Inner Sphere warriors, and despite efforts to break training and wade into the battle, most of Lana's warriors had reverted to Zellbrigen when the action started. Lana took this failure to adapt as her own fault as a commander. She had not properly prepared her younger warriors to fight against Inner Sphere tactics. The first skirmish had knocked 7 Jade Falcon mechs out of the fight. An equal number of mercenary battle mechs now lay in ruins on the battlefield as well, but this left Lana's remaining warriors at a nearly 2-to-1 disadvantage. This added up to the realization that the mercenary company commander, this Captain McGinnis of the Northwind Highlanders, was relying on Lana's forces to remain locked into old combat habits for the remainder of the fighting, something she was determined to disallow.
"Gran, Jacqueline," she said to her 2 survivors, "you need to realize we are not fighting honorable and decent clan warriors."
"We know, Star Captain," Gran replied.
"Do you?"
Lana spat back venomously. She disliked being harsh in her treatment of her subordinates, but their personal honor and the success of their whole cluster was possibly at stake. Gran was silent while he waited for Lana to continue.
"I doubt that you do,"
she said, keeping her tone short and only slightly less harsh than her previous outburst.
"These Stravaks have dictated much about this trial thus far, but that stops now. They wanted us to split up at the fork, but we did not. Undoubtedly, their plan was for us to become separated. So, instead, we will remain together and pursue them as a pack. When we do engage the enemy, you will not adhere to Zellbrigen, but instead allow me to call out the priority of targets. This may mean concentrating fire on the mercenary mechs to defeat them, but we are justified in our actions by their previous disregard for honorable combat. Understood, Quaff?"
"Off, Star Captain."
"Off, Star Captain," came the dual replies from Gran and Jacqueline.